Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Colour and light will fill the city's streets this month as anyone living, working or studying in Cambridge with access to a street-facing window is being invited to let the imaginations run riot and transform them into scenes of delight. The result, a window wonderland. Councillor Anna Smith is Executive Councillor for Communities and Deputy Leader on Cambridge City Council, and she's been telling me about the project. So, first question, lots of advent windows appearing over the past few weeks, including I noticed in my own street as well. But how long has this particular project been in the making for?
So this is a project that's been happening across the country for a few years now. This is the first time we've got involved. But we first started talking about this much earlier last year, and it was just that sense of trying to bring some light and colour into the streets at a time when it's dark. We're obviously so much more fed up than we would normally be because of successive lockdowns and all the tragedies that are happening at the moment. And this was just a way of trying to think of something that was socially distanced, that people could work on from their own home, but would hopefully bring a bit of light and humour. And absolutely, we've seen lots of these for several years, some fantastic advent windows that are happening in various streets. So this is really building on that.
So who's taking part in this particular project?
Anyone. If you want to decorate your window, get involved.
So it can be an individual, really, or somebody could do it, I don't know, corporately, or perhaps a school or a local church group, any or shop, anybody who fancied it could take part.
Correct. Absolutely anyone. So it could be in your front room, it could be from a window of your school, it could be from your business. Anything and anyone is welcome to take part in this. It really is a sense of the more the better.
And do they have to register with the council anyway? I guess people can put in their windows what they like within reason anyway. But I guess it'd be useful to track down as to where all the various displays are, particularly the better ones.
Absolutely. So we'd love to know if you're doing a display, but there's no compulsion to do that. If you want to do something and not register your display with us, that's absolutely fine. As you say, anyone is totally free to put something up in their window. And this is really, a lot of this is thinking, you know, we've got children at home again, we're locked down. This is a great chance to do some craft activities, be a bit creative. Christmas decorations are coming down, and this is something that people can do together from their own home.
I have to say, some of the advent windows which have appeared or did appear across my street during the month of December, they're absolutely fabulous. It's like, where, you know, all these creative people, I guess it's typical of Cambridge, really, to have lots of creative people, but it was fantastic. You know, there's hardly a duff one amongst them.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. And for me, I felt that right the way through this whole COVID crisis is one of the things when you're on your daily walk, when you walk past a house or a school or a business that's got something creative in the window, and it just lifts your heart a little bit. And yeah, it's wonderful to see the creativity, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot of that over the next month.
So it's clearly not too late for people to take part in this, but presumably there's an end date to this, is there, as to when at least the promotion will stop?
Absolutely. So we're going to be doing this over January. So it officially launches Monday the 11th, and it closes on the 24th. That's a Sunday. But, you know, you make something that's lovely and you put it in your window, no one's coming round to tell you to take it down on the 25th.
Well, they're probably not allowed to, are they?
Absolutely, yeah. So this is really about us all trying to work together to make something lovely for January that is socially distanced and just lights up a very dark and dismal month. But people can keep them up as long as they want, really.
Yeah, and you kind of alluded to this earlier, really, but it must be challenging for an organisation like Cambridge Live, I presume I'm still allowed to call you that, to come up with some kind of mass participation event, but still at the same time being socially distanced. Because the whole purpose, I guess, of these council-backed initiatives, and I would include something like the Folk Festival or the Big Weekend in all of that, is to do something that the whole of the city can feel a part of. And that's complicated at the moment.
I've been bowled over by the creativity of council staff all the way through this. So in these kind of activities, but also things like trying to get a virtual community centre going up online, thinking about all the things that we can offer, art packs to families that we've been doing with various museums and art galleries, and all the way through just trying to think of ways that we can encourage community, creativity, combat loneliness and isolation. And yeah, I mean, I would want to absolutely say our council teams have been absolutely brilliant in coming up with really creative ideas around this time. It has been a very different year, and there have been really sadly a lot of things that we haven't been able to do. And so it's lovely to see something that we can do.
Yeah, definitely so. But there were, I think, some mini events, some mini concert, mini gigs being planned for the Corn Exchange during January, which presumably are now having to be rescheduled?
Yeah, absolutely. That's incredibly sad. The staff worked very hard for months to plan something that was as COVID-safe as possible. And we were very excited about the programme that we got in place, but clearly safety must absolutely come first. We're in a lockdown, so we're not going to be able to continue with those January events. And that's really sad, but we have to prioritise safety, yeah, of course.
And I guess you will reschedule them if you can, although as we sit here this morning, it's probably a little bit tricky to say, well, this is being rescheduled to this time, simply because the lockdown, we just don't quite know as to when it's going to end up at the moment, do we?
It's always hard to say when right now. Mm. And I think we've probably all learnt in the last year that trying to give a specific date for anything is very fraught.
Well, I have trouble doing that the best of times, actually.
Absolutely. But we obviously will try, and as soon as something can be done safely, we will want to get events happening in the Corn Exchange, but it has to be when it can be done safely.
And things like the Big Weekend and the Folk Festival and some of the other outdoor events that Cambridge Live and the City Council is involved in during the course of a normal year, remember those. When will we know as to whether or not you'll be able to go ahead with them in 2021?
So we're currently monitoring. There's a lot of variables at the moment, as you'll understand, and part of that is going to be the speed of the vaccine programme and all sorts of other things. So I can't at the moment say on this date we will make an announcement whether or not these things will happen. But we have got teams who are monitoring this really carefully, weighing up all the risks, and obviously when we're in a position to make a decision one way or the other, we'll make sure that's announced.
Yeah, and with regards to the Winter Wonderland, which is, I guess, creativity of staff again, it's a fabulous, fabulous title. You're going to be making a window yourself to put up?
I certainly will. It won't be terribly creative because we only recently moved house and we don't have a lot of bits and pieces around that are extraneous, so I suspect it's going to be made out of old envelopes or something.
Right.
But we'll do our best.
We shall wander by and take a look. Are you keeping a list of all of these things, all the people who are taking part, or do we just have to go on our walks and hope?
There is a website, so and I think what's really important is that obviously have a look at the website, see where the places are, but obviously bear in mind that if there are other people there having a look already, go somewhere else.
Yeah, bury the route.
Make sure this is totally socially distanced. But yes, if you want to kind of have a look and see what's happening near you, there is a website. It's all on the Window Wonderland national website, which I believe is windowwonderland.com, and you can have a look there, and it's got a little interactive map and you can see who's participating near where you are.
Excellent. Councillor Anna Smith, thanks very much for speaking to us.